Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Open Mic, brought to you by A Day from Milton. And now counting down Mondays, I believe, is May 1st. Counting down the days to May 19th, A Day from Milton at the Brewing Hall in Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. And it's going to be a great, great day, a deserved day for Milton and for Michelle, the woman who owned Milton, who relied on him. I want to thank my new friend, Pepper, for logging onto the Able News and putting it up on her Facebook and helping now to get things up on the Internet. I greatly appreciate that, and you'll be hearing more about her on our show. She's a DJ. We're going to start next week, twice a week, with music breaks on the show, and I think it'll be quite a refreshing idea. Pepper's a country girl, and she likes country music, and we're going to produce a little spot with her a couple of days a week, right here on Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our phone number. This is Open Mic. You can talk about anything you want. Hopefully our engineer will be in here sometime tonight. Anyway, in the meantime, we're brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. 609-388-7004, the Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond. And thank you for all your loving help. Greatly appreciate it. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. If you want to send an email. The Big East, Akita Rescue, keep them in mind. Help to rescue and adopt an Akita. Inner Sight, brought to you by Nobody Starves on Long Island. And I spoke to Gary again today, and he says that the Day for Milton will be up there on his website, on the Facebook. Matt, his son, was supposed to put it up, and I guess people have a lot of obligations, but I believe, Gary, we're going to get that Day for Milton up there on the Nobody Starves on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and veterinarian services when he's able to do it. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Their ADA celebration coming up in July. And they're also supporting the Day for Milton, May 19th. So we greatly appreciate that. And we appreciate their donation to Inner Sight. SILO, 631-880-7929. 880-7929. And we're hoping to have a banner for Milton. Heard from Tom today, trying to get someone to get that banner made. So, Working on that. All right, Inner Sight,
open
around the world, and don't forget SILO, 631-880-7929. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters that have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. And we include all children in that. All right. Inner Sight reminds you. Yes.
I'm here.
Don't forget the Day for Milton. You can find it. You get a free subscription on ablenews.com. Yep. And please put it up on your social media when you get that day from Milton. Page 3 on the current edition.
I have Lorraine waiting in queue, so I'm going to let her in, okay?
Lorraine, yeah, let her in.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Open mic.
Yes, yes.
Tonight.
We're here.
Hello.
A call from the dentist, finally. They made me a 3:45 appointment for tomorrow. Oh, Jesus, I don't want to be that late. But that's all they had.
All right. Well, maybe they'll knock out all your teeth and you'll be all right.
That would be great. I'd be finished.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't want that, honestly. No.
All right, open mic. 213-816-1650. You can talk about whatever you want. And I heard something today that really, really bothered me, because I don't believe that this president is doing much of anything for those of us, the millions of us who are disabled.
Mm.
You know, now, I've said it and I'm going to say it again, because what's all that noise in the background?
I don't know. It's a hum. Oh, I don't know where that's
somebody
coming
got
from.
A
no, that's probably
kind
me.
Of a machinery on?
Is that, yeah, something. How is that? Better?
Yeah, now it is. Keep it off.
Okay. Yep, yep.
President Biden today released a video. I don't know what was in it, and I really, you know, don't care unless it's something that's going to help everybody. And, you know, the policy of inner sight, this doesn't mean we tell people how to vote. You can vote the way you want.
Right.
But the policy of inner sight is, if a politician doesn't show by his or her actions that she's going to, that they're going to do something to help us solid, you know, then we're not going to endorse them. We're not going to. I'm not going to vote for them. I mean, everybody else can vote how they want to. I don't tell people how to vote, but we need a solid program for the way things are being done, and especially. And this will be the theme for tomorrow night. Getting rid of nursing homes will benefit the average person.
Yes, it will.
We're going to talk about that. I mean, how many people now are living and working in this country that will wind up in nursing homes?
A lot.
Millions of people.
Too many.
Why does the President of the United States allow that to hang over their heads?
A person
belongs in their own home with the help that they need. And the government wouldn't even have to pay for it that much if they listened to us.
Yeah.
So, in my mind, Congress, President, they got to do something about this. Because this is a horrible way to live. You know, I mean, if you have the money, of course, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But the average person doesn't have that kind of money.
Definitely.
So there's the measuring rod. And this policy comes along because of serious rejection by politicians that we've been to on a state level and on a federal level. Not one damn thing has been done. Not even an attempt.
That's right.
To strengthen the ADA when it's right there.
Sure.
So, you know, we got to get through to these people somehow. And you know, you don't get through to them. The only way I know is to not endorse them and don't recommend that people vote for them.
Yeah.
All right. In a site, open mic, 213-816-1650, and former President Trump is going to be going on trial soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, at a time when, this is going to be May next week, the election is really right around the corner.
Exactly.
Not that far away.
No, it isn't.
So, you can't trust them. You can't trust a politician. You know, it's horrible to say in this country, but, it's probably true in all the countries.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Anything you want to talk about, you can put it right here, 213-816-1650. And we are moving forward with the day for Milton. We're going to put the put it up on the News 12 website, working on that, on the to get it on the calendar. And we put in a request today for an anchor woman that Michelle likes.
Oh, cool.
We'll see if we'll get her, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention any name because we don't know if we're going to get her yet.
Yeah, we're going to try at least.
All right. Inner Sight. Anybody on the line?
It was only Lorraine, but let me look again.
Yeah, check the line, see if anybody's on there.
Yeah.
I want to talk on the open mic.
Yeah, but I like one thing about the new router that I got, Frank. It made it known, we're just the only three of us. That I like is that this thing goes faster. It's a lot faster. I could get to things quicker.
Yeah, I guess so.
And they also said to me that it was the programming. They had to, change it. It was something wrong with it. So.
All right.
I got my phone back.
Let's see. Tomorrow night, the nursing home show. Thursday is, I don't know, we didn't pick a subject yet. So.
Not yet.
We'll figure something out. Friday's the funnies. We do the funnies on Friday.
Yep.
So there's the schedule for the rest of the week. And, people are really shocked when they find out, when they ask me, well, how did the dog die? How did Milton die, you know?
And then when
they
you
don't
tell
expect
them, huh?
The answer
right.
That you give them. Especially from a big organization like the Guide Dog Foundation, you know.
Yeah. You know how many papers had that story? It was a lot. I lost count after the first 25.
They expect the foundation to be a hell of a lot more responsible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you email? Did you send that Able News
I've
to all of them?
I've been going through them. Yeah, I've been going through them little by little. I had the Daily News. I finally found their the editorial email. So I put that. Then I had the one that I told you, the East Hampton.
Just send them that Able.
Yeah, I am. That's all I'm doing.
You know, if you have it, if you can have a picture with the picture of Milton, just send it to them.
Yeah.
You know, ask them to, could you please publish this? But you got to do it right away. We don't have much time.
No, we don't.
You know, all these papers have deadlines, you know.
Yep.
So. All right, Inner Sight. Hello, Lorraine, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, how are you, hon?
Good.
I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
We have another caller. Whenever you
How's everybody's good in the family?
Oh, everyone is. They're doing fine and well. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear.
I'm going to have the grandchildren over this Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. That's nice. All right, we have a phone call on. Excuse me, on the open mic.
Yep. They just timed in. They want to talk.
Well, we'll have to give you the boot. We don't want to have to give you the boot.
No, no, here it is.
And I got cowboy boots.
Hello.
Amen.
All right, Inner Sight, live on open mic. Hello.
Greetings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling from sunny Mesa, Arizona. I've been on your broadcast. I've been listening. I'm loving the show. And I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm excellent. Excellent. I'm having some Chinese food, enjoying the show.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you on the show.
Yes, we
Amen.
Are.
Amen.
You have your own church?
Yes, I do. I have the winning team of these 300 members. They're global.
Oh,
we touch all seven continents. We're all over the globe. I've been in the entertainment industry 45 years, so I've this radio business, podcasting, I love it. I want y'all to keep focused on the prize. Don't get wrapped up into what you got now. Keep focused on the prize. Every time you open this mic, that's another opportunity for change. So on that note, I'm going to land my plane.
No, that's great.
Well, we're very happy that you called in.
Yeah.
This is open mic. You know, you could talk about anything you want tonight. So.
Yeah, tonight's the free night.
I'm going to take the opportunity, and I'm going to say this. We have to be more supporters to our radio show hosts because they out here working hard, putting together topics, playing stuff, and exposing the listening audience to things they've never seen before. As a gift, I said it. On that note, thank you, and I'll land my plane. That's it.
And you're Pastor Green, right? Pastor Green?
No, not at all, no. I'm a real pastor, been pastoring 45 years. I want to see the world grow. I want to see change, but you can't have change without finances, and without the finances, it won't happen. So it's a business.
That's true. It's true. All are a business.
Well, we're happy that you listen, and maybe you could pass the word along. We're doing a day for a guide dog that was killed here in New York last summer.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yeah.
If you look at the Able News, you can get it online. There's a big picture of him in there with information. You know, if you could post it or maybe give it out to your parishioners, maybe they put it on their social media, you know?
Yes, please.
Oh, man, I'm very dear, though. I have 5,000 social networks, so when I post something, everybody sees it.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And there's a phone number in there in that little ad from the Able News. If they have any questions, they can call, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I do want to say, keep doing what y'all doing. I'm glad I called in. It's more than my last time calling, but I'm going to go with this Chinese food right now.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to put you back on listening. You could listen.
Thank you so much for calling in, Pastor.
Yeah, thank you for calling. You.
Call anytime.
Yep.
Come on.
All right. Inner Sight and open mic. And we're out there. We're getting around.
Yeah, we
Not
are.
Only the country, the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. When I pick another newspaper to put it in.
You know, I won't forget the time when a while back, when I was outraged over Australia. You know that interferes with the eyes of the blind, you know. A blind person cannot go to Australia with their guide dog.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take your dog away, lock it up. You know?
Oh, no.
Even if you live there and you leave the country, you can't get back in the country with that guide dog. They're going to take the dog away and lock it up. And when I notified the United Nations about it, you know, on a phone call. I spoke to their human rights division. I didn't even get a call back from them.
That's horrible.
Not a word. I mean, these are supposed to be the people that are supposed to look out for human rights.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrendous what we have to go through, that they allow a country to take away and to interfere with a blind person's life. They wouldn't do that to anyone else. They wouldn't dare interfere with a sighted person's eyes, would they?
No, they'd get arrested.
But they do it to us, and they get away with it. You see?
True.
And this is another reason why the day for Milton.
Yeah. You know,
to
very
get the
so.
Point driven home that a guide dog should be the same as a sighted person's eyes. The United States Congress should declare that immediately. Now, what were you going to say? Keep interrupting.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think about, you know, when you have to now, like in my situation, I can't go there at all, and I don't want to go to that one. If I went to, like, say, the one in Yonkers, and I learned...
Wait a minute, you can't
them,
go where? Hold it. What are you
I'm not going
about?
To the Guide Dog Foundation. I'm not going
I
there.
I thought you were talking about
to...
Australia.
No, I'd love to go to Australia. But they would take a dog away? Forget it. Yeah.
I wouldn't go to Australia.
Yeah.
Be a big fight.
It's expensive, too. Yeah.
Nobody's going to take my dog away.
Oh, no, I
tell
see
you
that
right now.
Going real bad.
I told that to the state of Hawaii. I said, you got to kill me then.
Ooh,
you know?
What'd they say back to you?
They didn't like that. They said, no, we won't kill you. We'll kill the dog.
What?
Oh,
they
yeah.
They certainly will. That's horrible.
They threatened to kill my dog.
Who went for
the
you
Hawaiian
that dog?
The Hawaiian Police Department was on the line with Joe Mazza, his talk show out of Boston. He called the Hawaiian Police Department at the time and
right.
wanted to verify what I was telling him.
It was true.
And this is what they said. I mean, these are supposed to be you know, your authorities, your people. They're going to kill a blind person's dog.
That's disgusting. It really is.
Yeah. Well, you see, the agencies let them get away with that crap. They don't do anything about it.
Definitely.
You know? They don't do a damn thing about it. They have a commission for the blind in Australia. They have all these blind agencies. What the hell are they doing about it?
Twiddling.
Nothing that I know.
Doing nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I've never heard of them doing anything about it.
Yep, me neither.
So,
that's
you know,
a shame.
That's what you got to go through. 213-816-1650. Anybody been to Australia? Anybody experienced?
I know people who want to, but they won't because of the guide dog situation that I told them a little bit about it.
Anybody who has experienced trying to go to Australia, if you're out there, give us a call.
Yeah.
On the open mic. You know, all these things relate to Milton.
Oh, yeah.
There's a connection here. Because it shows you there's no value put on a guide dog.
Or that person who handles it. They don't give value to them either by taking away their guide dog. That's ludicrous, if you ask me.
Well, there's no law, so, you know, they do whatever they want. One person said to me, if a person abuses the dog, the school has the right to take it away. You know what my response was? Can they prove it?
Yeah, right.
Where the hell's the proof? I had a woman on my show several years back. She had the proof that she took the dog to the vet, and they accused her of neglecting her dog. She had the bills.
I think I remember that show. I was with you guys at that time.
Could be.
Yeah. Was she part of the Lions Club? Or is that a different
one?
Yeah,
she was part
of the... Yeah, I remember the show. Yep.
Lions in Long Island.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have to prove anything. Just like they don't have to prove anything now with the death of Milton.
That's terrible also.
The whole
up,
thing,
every single one
we,
of them.
We try to explain this to jackass Congressman Guavarino, and he stood there like a mope and didn't understand it or didn't want to understand it. You know?
That's it right there, didn't want to understand it.
We try to explain to him that it's going to get worse because there's no law.
Yeah.
And look what happened to Milton.
Yeah, exactly.
Inner Sight was right.
Mm-hmm, we were.
Inner Sight is right.
Yep.
I mean, common sense, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight brought to you by... Let's see, who did I leave out before? Suffolk Bus Corp.
We have to give Abel a whirl.
We thank Suffolk Bus Corp for supporting our Day for Milton, May 19th at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, 11 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah, Abel News, you got it set up?
Yep, I got it all set up. I'm waiting. All right, here we go.
All right, here we go, Abel News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, go to page 3 of the current edition. I know it's there because Pepper read it to me just a couple hours ago. She put it up on her Facebook.
All right. Awesome.
Page 3, and please take a picture of it, put it up, use it. There's your flyer, a big picture of Milton. Help us promote the Day for Milton. Page 3, Able News Online. It's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. You couldn't ask for a more perfect way to promote the Day for Milton. And I
That's
want to
right.
thank Angela Melanie for that. Beautiful, beautiful thing she did for Milton. See, all the agencies for the blind should be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should all be paying and posting ads for the Day for Milton.
That's right.
All right.
They just
open
my paper. I'm sorry. Continue.
What?
They just shuffle paper a lot of the times. They have some free time. They could give us a call and see what we need to help the disabled. They could do that, but they don't.
Well, like I said last night, send it to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Send them the damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, put it right in their backyard. Let them see it. I don't expect them to do anything, but make them feel guilty.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Send it. Let them have it. Let them see it.
I got to first find the address, the web address. My eyes are really, really, playing.
Yeah, it's not that hard. Web address, lighthouse.com,
yeah.
Whatever it is, Jewish Guild for the Blind.
Mm-hmm. Those common events. Yeah, and the commission.
Commission, yeah. What's the one in... Sheltie, what's the one with that big building? Visions.
Visions, oh yeah.
Visions.com. Send it to her over there.
Yeah.
You know. All
well,
right, Inner Sight, open mic, and let's see, what was in the news? All these companies shuffling. I heard that one of the Republic Bank.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people who deal with that bank. Republic Bank went down 50% today.
Wow.
In the stock, because people are not putting in deposits or withdrawing or whatever it was.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Now, where is that Republic Bank? Is that a local bank? That's local, right?
I believe so, yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it
so
once or twice.
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
You know. But I'll tell you one thing. If Biden wants to be reelected, he better fix these banks.
He better fix the economy. And
nobody's
going
to vote for him.
Yeah.
They can't get
nobody's
that money. That's it. They're
it.
Not going to vote for him.
That's right.
You know. I got to say one thing. I think Trump knows more about money than Biden does.
I agree with that. But I don't agree with anything else, Trump. Please. Sorry.
Well,
I'm
you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. Don't forget that.
That's right. I'm not a Trumpster, but I wish him the best of luck. That's all. You know?
All right.
And when you have somebody who believes in something different, I just, you know, it's good to just see what they say, you know?
Our website is innersight.info, and I'm hoping in the next few days to get the Able News from
right.
Milton up there.
Yeah, I tried doing it. It was way too small.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. If you'd like to be on the show, give us drop us a line. We got a new email.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com.
Oh, speaking about that too, we have to change in all the places that we have your cell number and the email, both.
Why? What's wrong with my phone number?
It's not
what
on there. It's
number?
Just the old number. Your old cell phone number is up there.
Oh yeah, we gotta put in the new email on the website.
Exactly.
Right?
Right, and
yeah,
the,
well, that's
the email.
We need,
yeah, and the email's wrong, too. Yeah, I got to search for some. And some of the other pages we don't need because things have evolved, you know.
We don't need
for
what?
Some of the pages that we have there have to be spruced up, you know, to say what they mean. And then also, I can't seem to find one of these fonts that are in this, you know, setup for, I think it's Ionis that we still have. Is that one-to-one?
I don't know what you're talking about. Who's Ionis?
The name of the website publisher.
Oh,
I
don't
know
that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm able to log in. I finally figured out the password I get in, and they changed the back end to it. And I'm like, oh, my God, they made this worse. Not better. I can't see nothing. And then when I go to launch it, it doesn't enlarge.
Well, you have very bad eyes. Don't forget that.
I know.
You know, you can't go by that. You got to go by somebody who has good vision and say they can't see it. People tell me, a lot of people tell me the website looks beautiful. I don't know.
It looks nice, yeah. It's just that the colors, I think we could make them a little lighter because it just looks a little dark, you know.
Well, lighten it, I don't know, put some paint on it.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing that. When they finish with all the other stuff on it, I'm thinking of changing the header of it because that's what's making it look quite old, like as if somebody just drew it in haphazardly, you know.
All right, Inner Sight. We need a website doctor. Anybody out there with a
yes,
website
doctor? Yes, we do, because I can't see at all right now. It's not at all. It's just very, very blurry. And I don't think the medicine that I take helps me. There's like several that's a blurry vision.
Well, that doesn't help anybody. Not just you.
I'm really serious about stopping my medicine. I really don't want to be on it anymore. And it's not helping. Only one or two medicines really helped me, and that's it. Everything else is not helping.
Well, you better make sure you got a doctor to help you. You don't want to
Yeah, I have
run
to.
Run into problems with that.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to remove that slowly.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. One at a time.
Speaking of which, I'd like to see the Federal Drug Administration get rid of outlaw all medicines that have these serious side effects, you know, and put in medicines that don't have side effects. You know, there's a lot of medicines in this world. Remember, this is a big world that help people that don't have side effects.
I agree with that.
Why aren't they being utilized?
Because they don't want to. They don't want people to be healthy. That's what I've come down to the conclusion. Because if they have people healthy and a large population, you know, that doesn't vote.
Well, you can't make money on the herbal.
That's
ones,
right.
Because you can go down to the health store.
Yeah.
And buy them.
And in some cases, you could buy the seeds and plant it yourself. You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Start your own garden.
I am so into doing that. Sorry, my own garden. Guess who's on the board right now, waiting for us patiently?
But there's so many medicines that are hurting people and making them worse. Especially one of the biggest ones is this blood pressure medicine.
I take two. That and the water pill that keeps the water out of my lungs.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think it's keeps
a little
the
bit
water
of heart failure.
Your lungs.
Yeah, no. I have water in my lungs. It's weird how I got it.
So,
I think it's going from my legs to my, you know, lungs. And
I would
body.
Like to see the FDA completely overhauled. And at least start out with giving people a choice, you know, because you can't expect an agency like that to drastically change overnight. But start out with giving people a choice. Bring in the legitimate holistic doctors,
mm-hmm.
and let them do their thing.
Right. You know,
that's what should be.
Yeah.
Before more people die from kidney failure and everything else.
And liver,
we have a
too.
Caller?
Kidney and liver. Yes, we do. We have Louie. Lovey drops. Here he comes.
Oh, Louie. Yeah, today's Tuesday. All right.
Yeah.
Louie the Lip,
hey,
is
Louie.
On Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Louie Rivera on the line speaking.
On the line.
On the line.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you, on the clothesline?
Yeah, of course I'm on a clothesline.
You're dangling on the clothesline over the Long Island Railroad. Look out.
He's swinging.
You look like the Goodyear blimp.
I just want a boy hit by a choo-choo train.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, yeah. Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question now.
Okay.
Because I can't see good. You know, you can see very well, right?
Yeah. So, getting there.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
good.
I heard it all my life. I never knew what it was. What is the Goodyear blimp? What is that?
A Goodyear blimp is about a rubber tire for the tire of the car. They show you the Goodyear blimp on the Hindenburg.
It's a rubber tire? How big is it? Is it big?
Bigger than Godzilla.
Wow.
So it's a big thing. That, what is it, float in the air?
Yes.
Yeah. And Godzilla had to go take a bath.
Uh-oh.
Godzilla took a bath?
He didn't take a bath.
Oh, well, what kind of soap did he use?
He used Dragon Fire.
Gorilla, Dragon Fire soap.
Okay.
Godzilla, they clean behind the ears.
In the sight, yeah.
Godzilla does it? Ooh.
And Godzilla got to brush his teeth.
Oh, yeah. I'd say that.
Oh, he's got
teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm breeding monstrous lizard.
Oh, he's a lizard.
A big lizard.
Huh?
Yeah, he is.
Who's that, Lorraine?
No, it's Suzanne. Lorraine's here, too. Lorraine, say hi.
Yeah, say hello to Lorraine.
Hi.
Hello, Lorraine. This is Lori Rivera on the Love Drops Hour.
The Love Drops Hour.
I
changed the name of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Love Drops Open Mic Hour.
You
got any love
go.
Drops? What flavor you got?
Pick any kind you want. Cherry, orange, a whole nine yards. Whatever you want.
I want lemon and lime.
Lemon and lime.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So Friday night we're going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You betcha.
You know?
Yeah.
You got any good ideas for Friday? What should we talk about?
Hey, Frank. Hey,
yeah.
Guys, before you go further, we got sad news. The singer that sings, day-oh.
Yes.
Be
yeah,
like, come like, want to go home.
Yes,
Belafonte?
Passed
yeah.
away.
Harry Belafonte, yeah. Yeah, today.
How old was he?
He was 96.
96
wow.
years old. I saw it on the news.
96.
Yeah. Wow.
He died
you know,
today.
Years ago, I got a Belafonte story.
Uh-oh.
Years ago, when I worked with this group called Choose, and I put together a concert with Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. The guy who worked with me, the boss, he helped Harry Belafonte. Harry had a lot of trouble with his eyes. He helped him, sent him to this eye doctor, and this doctor saved his eyes.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, Belafonte would have been blind.
Yeah.
But his doctor helped him.
That's
96,
great.
Wow.
Yeah. Then also, from Dancing with the Stars,
yes.
What's that guy? Len. Yeah,
Len
he
Goodman.
Passed away. Goodman, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he passed
away.
Oh,
I don't know
away.
What that is.
He passed away, too.
Yeah,
Dancing
with
the Stars.
Was he a guy or what?
No. It's stars, all different stars from all different, you know, areas of
yeah.
stardom, I guess.
That sounds
they
dancers,
to me.
And
they have
yeah,
professional
they
dancers, and they dance
yes.
with celebrities.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach them what to do.
Yes.
Some
minute,
of them are
teach.
A little reluctant, and some of them are better.
Mm-hmm.
The non-celebrities.
Like ballroom. Ballroom
oh, yeah?
dancing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, ballroom, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The non-celebrities teach the celebrities what to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds backwards to me.
The dancers teach the celebrities how to dance.
Uh-oh.
They're in this contest that they have
yeah.
to, you know, win.
Seems
that's
like to me
it
would be the other way around.
The star's about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Lou, I heard
professional
anyway.
Dancers.
What?
I heard a conga drop.
No, you didn't.
What did I hear?
Not a conga, it's a bongo drum.
Bongo drum. I don't know what you call them. He's got to teach me. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there
you
that. Go.
All right, Louis Rivera.
He sounds
hey,
like
Louis.
He's a phenomenal player.
Yes.
Yeah, he
Give
is.
Give us...
Mm-hmm.
A highlight of Friday night, 8:43, New York.
That's
Friday
okay,
night.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just call you about the late Harry Belafonte. It was 96-year-old. Rest in peace, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to call in on a Friday ringy-dangy-doo from 8 to 9 o'clock. We're going to have a good time called the Follics with
right.
Frank Marino's Inner Sight. On Blog Talk Radio, we had a lot of fun. We got to do the Honeymooners, Sanford and Son.
Oh,
I know last week you did Lauren Hardy, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What's that, Ellen? Your friendly philosopher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean da 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 da?
You'd love that song.
Da 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 da. da 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 da.
Could you do that on the conga drum? Can you do that?
La da 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 la 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 la.
All right, Lou
nice.
Rivera will be with us
yeah,
Friday night.
Nice.
And
yeah.
We'll have a lot of fun, crazy stuff. Jimmy Dinigan will be here.
And I'll be flirting with ladies on Intersize Pollux, too.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
they got to turn me on. They're sitting on my lap. I got to get up. I can't breathe. I got to get up.
Uh-oh.
He's going to have ladies sit on his lap.
That's right.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight.
If Suzanne, you got a good voice. I love you.
Oh,
Louis Rivera.
I love you too, Louis. You're really a good guy. You know that?
And Lorraine, same thing.
Aww.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We'll see you Friday night.
Okay,
gotta get a weird song to sing. Only you
on
the platter.
Okay, snuggle up, Suzanne.
Snuggle up if it's cold, yeah. You'll see me snuggling.
Yeah,
my husband.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. You gotta behave and do well.
Okay, take care. I'll call you Friday.
Take care. Thank you. Take
Can
care.
You find
what?
Yeah.
Belafonte, I want to play a song.
I'm there.
Oh, Harry Belafonte. Okay, hold on. I like that song. Hey, oh, that's my favorite song from him.
Well, there's a couple of Jamaica Farewell is a nice song.
Oh, that's nice.
Dale.
Dale. I like when he does that. Oh, I don't even know how to spell his name. How bad am I?
See if you can find
him.
Pay a tribute.
Yeah, yeah.
To the great Harry Belafonte.
Belafonte, I'm missing an L. That's the problem. It wouldn't take it.
Who's talking in the background there?
Oh. It's probably family.
Is Louis off the air?
Yeah, he's off the air.
Lorraine? All right, stop. If you're going to talk in the background, you get a phone call, please put yourself on mute.
Mm-hmm.
It interferes with the show, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
I got Dale.
You got a Belafonte?
Yeah, I got the Banana Boat song.
All right, let's play it in honor of Harry and 96 years old.
I'll do that too. Yeah.
Passed away.
Yeah, no. I hear it goes.
Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Daylight come.
Open mic. Got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650. And I want to thank everyone who thus far has been working to promote the day for Milton. We really appreciate all the people that have responded and the people that will respond. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So keep in mind, now, just to remind everyone, you can get a free flyer online.
Oh, I love Able News.
The Able News is a free flyer.
Oh, shoot.
Use it. You know, put it up on your social media. Send it to whatever newspapers you want, you know, send it out. Help us promote the day for Milton. May 19th at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, 11 to 2, day for Milton. And that, by the way, that also happens to be Michelle's birthday.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why she wanted it.
We're trying to...
What the hell? Sorry.
Give her a beautiful birthday present. I wonder what the Agency for the Blind will give her for her birthday.
Nothing. Thanks. God bless you.
Be interesting to see.
Yeah,
they even come. With her. Okay. She's in school right now. And she finishes up at the end of this week. And be interesting to see if the school...
Right.
Will come to the day
I
for Milton.
I could personally invite them. I know the woman who I speak to.
Well, go ahead. What the hell are you waiting for? I told you to invite all these damn agents.
Yeah, I am gonna. I have to look for their, what is that called? How would you say it? Their email addresses. So some of them don't have it
on their websites. Send them the
yeah
the day for Milton and. You know, you're invited.
Yeah.
You know.
Cordially invited.
Because if they're there, and I get to talk to them, my question is going to be to them, will you help us?
That's all.
You know.
Yeah.
This is not the end. This is only the beginning.
Oh, that's right.
It's only the beginning. We want to do this all over the country.
That's right.
Will you help us?
That's right. Whoever made this nursing home idea, oh, my God, I am so pissed off at that person.
Nursing home. Wait, hold. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the day for Milton. You're talking about...
I know.
What nursing home idea?
The idea of actually having people in a nursing home really needs to be knocked up as
bad.
Oh,
that goes all the way back.
Yeah, I know. I know from my great-grandmother. I went to see her when I was 4 years old.
That goes back further than that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
All right. Inner Sight. Be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show.
Mm-hmm.
The theme will be how getting rid of nursing homes will benefit the average person.
That's right.
Because it's so true.
It is. And it will also benefit the individual as well. It's a win-win in my eyes. Yeah.
So it's not only just for the disabled and the elderly that we're doing this, that we're putting this proposal out here.
Doing
it's for the average person to benefit not have to have this horrible thing hanging over their heads.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And I want to thank all our friends, everyone who cares about what happened to Milton, and everyone who's responding. You know, we can't forget it. We can't let go of it.
Until it's resolved, period.
And even after it's resolved, Milton will still be vindicated in my mind.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank everybody. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight number. The email, a new email, innersight1620@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And we'll get the website all straightened out eventually.
Yeah, I know that.
You see, everything changes. Why the hell have these damn agencies changed for the better? They stay in the same old rut.
They do.
Well, we're determined to change them.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. And remember, Milton's an angel now. He's looking down on all this.
Yes, he is.
I believe it.
Such a
and many,
sad
many
way to
other
become
angels.
An angel. Yeah.
What?
They're doggy angels. I said the sad part is how he had to deal with the way his death was. That really.
These animal angels. Well, a lot of angels.
No, I know.
A lot of angels have suffered and died. Not the only one.
I know.
All right. Thank you so much.
Inner
Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Inner Sight.
Good night. Good night, everybody. Good night, Lorraine. Take care.